This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're discussing the final case of the Mishnah where a guy said, Hare Olai Tzipoyrim. I accept upon myself birds. Rameir says you're a Nazir, Chum says you're not a Nazir. Last Thursday night we learned the logic of Rameir is because there's a pasuk in Daniel that juxtaposes birds to hair. And what the guy means is the mitzvah, when he says, I take upon myself birds, he means the mitzvah that's associated with birds connected to hair, which is the nazir. Taisa says it doesn't just mean because of the juxtaposition. It's also because, meaning the guy says, I accept upon myself a mitzvah of birds connected to hair, which is the Nazir, who, if he becomes Tamei, has to do birds. And that connection is established in the Pasuk, but it's not just because of the juxtaposition, Taisa says. V'rabbanan, Rabbanan Savri Loi Mitpis Inish B'midi D'samachle. A person would not refer just to merely something that is juxtaposed to it. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says a person does not use an expression based on what's juxtaposed in a pasuk. So the Gemara says that's the opinion of Reish Lakish. This is Reish Lakish's take. This is Reish Lakish's take on the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbanan, okay. Rabbi Yochanan says the kulei alma loy matpis. Everybody agrees that a person doesn't make a reference to what it says in a pasuk. Elahainu taimad Rameir. This is the reasoning of Rameir. It's not because of that pasuk in Daniel. The chayshinan shematzi poire nazir tamei kibel olav. We're concerned maybe the birds of a nazir who became tamei, he's mekabel upon himself. The Rush says that in his opinion, Chayshinan does not mean we suspect, because if it's only a suffek, you can't be a nazir misuffek and go bring your carbon into the azara. Chayshinan means we presume. And there are many examples in Shas where Chayshinan does not mean we're concerned lest. It means we assume. We assume. Okay, the Rush brings other examples in Shas where Chayshinan means we presume. We presume Shematzi Pari Nazir Tamei Kibalav. It's not because of the juxtaposition in the Pasuk. It's because we presume, says Gemara Michti, Chayshinan. At the end of the day, it's only a presumption. Kamar. Dilmatzi Pari Nedava Kibalav. Maybe what he meant to say is that I'm going to bring birds of a volunteer offering. You could bring birds of an oila or the like. Take a look in Taisvis, it's found on Amud Aleph. First wide line, Sipoire Nazir Tame Kibalala, Perush Mitzvas Nazirus Deshaichabuhu, Sipoire Nazir Tame Imyitma. Meaning, the mitzvah of Nazirus, that it's shayach, birds of a nazir who became tamei. Says the Gemara, michti chayshinan kamar, v'loy tzipari nazir vaday kamar elchshash. It's not for sure, it's only a concern. Now, I don't think that's arguing on the Rush. It just means it's a presumption, not a definitive conclusion. The Dilmatzi Parne David the Kibale Lahavi Oilasa Oiflin Adavalai Naziris the Chokama the Ikal of Frushe Dibu. Now, what is the Gemara? Now, this is very interesting. Here is where it sounds like Tosfos argues on the Rush. It's because now Tosfos explains, why would I assume that it means bird, a Tzipare Nedava over Nazir? Now, why is Tosfos trying to explain why we would assume a bird Nedava over Nazir? As long as there's a doubt, it should not be valid Nazirus, because there's no such thing as Nazirus Misafik. But Tosfos doesn't say that. He feels it's necessary to explain why it's more reasonable to assume he means Sipari Nedaba. The Chalkama de'ikal afrushe diburei de'lav Nazirus kibale, ela neder acher, shaper tvei. It's better. It's better to say that he's not accepting Nazirus, but rather a different neder. Why? De'loi nicha le'le inish le'kabule aleit Sipari de Nazirus. It is not pleasant for people to accept birds of Nazirus, which is very chamer, and it's those karbanos are very chamer, and it's a big hassle. It's more likely the guy is bringing an oilas nedava. Okay, says the Gemara. Imkein harei alai kan mi boile. If the guy meant I'm going to bring birds for a nedava, he would have used a different terminology. He would have used a kan, a bird's nest. Says the Tosis, Harei alai kan mi boile. The derech noid ve nedava is oilas oif loy mer bloshen kal. It's the derech of those who give a nedava is to say, of a bird to say kan. The Rush says, what do you mean it's the derech? Nazirus like nedarim holchin achar loshen b'nei adam. It follows the way people speak. We go by the way people usually speak. Says Gemara, v'dilma harei olai tzipari mitzayra kamar. Maybe he meant, I take upon myself the birds of a mitzayra. Now what do you mean? But he's not a mitzayra. What he meant is, there's a guy down the block who's a mitzayra, and he's going to be responsible to bring birds. Maybe he's taking upon himself to bring birds for that mitzayra. Says Tosfos, tzipari mitzayra kamar, kolar melehischayiv b'karben mitzayra. To be chayiv in the karben mitzayra, lahavi tacht of tzipayrim. To bring instead of someone who has that obligation, birds. That word has to be polished a little bit. The Hagoyis Vitzinim says Hama Hatsrichois Loi La Taras is somebody who needs it for his tarav. Afilu ein mitzayra over lefanav. It's talking about where the question, maybe he's doing it from Mitzayra, even if there's no Mitzayra walking in front of him. There's got to be some Mitzayra around. I mean, there's got to be someone who's speaking Lashon Hara somewhere. The Efshar, the Lekha Chad Mitzayra, the Ton Tzipayrim, V'loi Nazirus, and also V'gam the Tzipayri Shaychi Shaper Gabi Mitzayra. Tzipayra, Tzipayri is a proper terminology for Mitzayra. Says Gemara, you know, the case where it works is, you know when it works if a guy says Harei Alai Tzipayrim? When another is passing in front of him. Says the Gemara, Kagoyin Choy Anazar Oiver Lefanav. It's amazing how many Nazirim used to be walking around. Says the Gemara, well, even if there's another walking in front of him, maybe what he meant is not, I'm going to be a Mitzayra, I will bring the karbanos for that guy who is a Mitzayra. V'dilma nazir tame ulepaitrei min karbanos. Maybe what he means is that maybe the person walking in front of him is a nazir tame, and you're accepting upon yourself to bring karbanos for this nazir tame. Says Tosfos, kagoyin shehaya nazir over lefanav, v'haya savor. The Gemara and the Havamina thought, Afilu Nazir Tamei Lefanav, even if there's a Tamei Nazir walking in front of you, Ulahachi Parach. Therefore, the Gemara asks, V'damatzi Pairen Tika Amar, maybe when he says, I bring birds, Liftar Nazir Tamei Ha'ever Lefanav Mi Karbonoisav. Umishani, the answer is the Gemara, back to the ranch, back to the Gemara. Kagunche Nazir Tar Oiver Lefanav. No, a Nazir Tar was walking in front of him. So he could not possibly mean, I'm going to bring Karbonois for him. Therefore, what he must mean is, I accept in myself the process of Nazirus, which if ever come to Tuma, I will have to bring Karbanais.
The Gemara answer was on Daf Beis, saying that we ask him what his intentions were.
Where the guy is Shahaya Balibai, the Ka'amar Balibai, Nazir Tame, Nazir.
Yeah, it's the same question. Dilma le pajamina kabanais. So we said no, the kamer bilibai.
So that case, the guy said ahe, and there was another over lefanav, and the Gemara says, maybe to pater from his karbanos. So the guy says, no, I meant I'm going to be a nazir. So you're saying here also, if...
He's using more words here, though.
What did he say over here?
That's what Tosis said.
Harei alai tzipayrin?
Right. It's more lefaret, no?
If Bechlau, we don't know what he's talking about, then maybe Dekamar Beliboy doesn't work, you know? If a person says, Ahe, you know, that was a very special case over there, where his, the Lashon of Tosis over there is, Machsheves Halev Megalia Adiburai. His thought reveals his words. So Dr. Asi, that's why we say the same thing over here. The guy says, I was thinking, I want to be a Nazir. That should be Megale on my words. Maybe these words are so unclear that that would not suffice. Maybe... What?
Then Tosis say that by a hey, it has to do with, had to be involved in his surroundings. By a hey, no, it had to do with what he was, he had to explain it himself. Was that the nafkamina between Ahe Noe and Ahe?
One second. Yeah. Here, yeah, let's see this Tosis. Even though we're not supposed to do it, you see, look. You see all the gray? We only do the non-gray part of the Tosis. So there's very little Tosis you're allowed to do. But because we're so close, I know you won't report me to the Chavra, the Hilchos authorities. I think maybe Tosis asks Rabasi's question. Here. Umeshani kugon shenazer tar oiva lefanav yoidea zanoider de tarhu v'kama harei alai tzipoirem. About 10 lines down, he asks, "Vafilu kamar beliboy, ein koyach b'machsheves halev lehachria dibure lenazirus de ein ze piv beliboy shoven." Sounds like it's not going to work. That would, it's too little articulation. It sounds like ahe is gonna, if you tell us what you're thinking, it works more by ahe than it works by harei alai tzipoirin. Because harei alai tzipoirin could just as easily mean for nazir tame. Right.
It's a far drawing or in contrast to another Tame that he was when he wants to include that when he wants to conscious of the Kalabis, it's a double shalay blah blah I love yet. It's very speculative. So the Gemara should just say no. When the Gemara says Dilla Nazir Tame will play different carbon, so no, it's much more likely that he means that he wants to be a Nazir.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what person is looking at a Nazir past lay off? If he becomes Tame, I'm going to pack to him with the Karbanos. It's not so much Ailala Seichel. I would think it's more likely that the Mashmois are that he wants to become Nazir right now.
Mm-hmm. I hear it. Unless that's Yadayim She'in on my Chichos. Okay, good question. Let's see Vayter in the Gemara. Says Gemara... My binayu, what's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Look at, there's one line in Tosis. My binayu, kolomer, my binayu, perish demasis, and bein Reish Lakish, bein le Rabbi Yochanan, aliba de Rameir. We so far have seen two perushim in Rameir. Rameir holds that if you say harei alai tzipoirin, you're a nazir. Reish Lakish said the reason is, adam matvis b'dibure, based on the pasuk in Daniel. Rabbi Yochanan said the logic is that it's talking about kishan nazir, Oiver Lefanov. So what's the nafkamina between these two Perushim? It's a little bit of a strange question. What do you mean, what's the nafkamina? Do you need Nazar Oiver Lefanov? Which is what the Gemara says. It says, my Beinayu, Ika Beinayu, Kagoin de Amar Tzipoirin Hasmuchin Laseyar Olai. For example, if a guy said, birds juxtapose the hair upon me. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Afagav de Amar Hachi, it's only Inazar Oiver Lefanav in Eloi Loi. And Rav Shem Ben Lakish, Afagav de Einazar Lefanav, it still works. So what is the Gemara doing? You need to say, now all of a sudden we're saying Tzipoirin, right? The Gemara could have answered simply, the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is, do you need Nazar Oiver Lefanav? According to Reish Lakish, you don't. Because if the guy says birds, he means birds near here. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's meaningless. There's no concept of other matfis b'dibur b'davar ha-samach. It's based on the fact that Nazar is Oiver Lefanav. So what in the world is Gemara's kasha? What's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? It's obvious. The nafkamina is, do you need Nazar Oiver Lefanav? But now the Gemara injects, do you need Nazar Oiver Lefanav when you say Tzipoirim HaSamach L'Seyar? Since when do you need to say Tzipoirim HaSamach L'Seyar? Aren't we talking about where you just said Tzipoirim? Harei Alei Tzipoirim? So, third line, wide line in Tosfos, Heicha D'Amar Tzipoirim HaSamach L'Seyar Kibal L'Ratzo Leimar, Shekibal Lav Dover HaSamach L'Tzipoirim. That you accepted upon yourself something juxtaposed to birds, the Hainu Gidol Seyar. Aval ki amar harei alai tziparim v'lo yamar tziparim smuchim l'seyar, it's still chal v'naziros mishum demishtamer shenadar davar sheyachal lavoi deichiv tziparim dahainu nazir kishenazir oiver lefanav davka. Meaning in Rabbi Yochanan, here another problem. In Rabbi Yochanan, where it has absolutely nothing to do with tziparim hasamach l'seyar, it's not because you're being masmich the bird to the hare. So then that's not needed at all. The guy said, Arei Alei Tzipoirim, and it's talking about where Nazar Oiver Lefanav. So that ingredient is not definitely not needed in Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosfos says it's not needed in Rabbi Yochanan. Question is it really needed in Reish Lakish? Now the Gemara has a new question. According to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanon do not subscribe to a person being masmich devarav on a word juxtaposed in the pasuk. According to Rabbi Yochanan, nobody holds that you speak that way. So the Gemara asks, really? Is there a man de amar that a person is not matpis in his words that are close by? Tani will learn to nebraisa. Ha'imer yamin harezu shvua. If somebody says, my right hand, it's an oath. Look in three lines in the bottom in Tosfos. Ha'omer yamin, harei zu shvua. Yamin shloi oichal kikar zeh. My right hand, I'm not going to eat this loaf. It's a shvua. V'adin smol, that I'm not going to eat this loaf. So the halacha is, ha'omer yamin, harei zu shvua. My taima is the reason not. Lav mishum duchsev, Vayarem yaminoi, he lifted up his right hand, usmoiloi, and his left hand, el hashamayim, to the heavens. Vayishavan, he swore, b'chaye ho'ilam. So we see that it's universally accepted. Adam, matfis, b'midi, d'samichlei. Says Gemara, Amri, loy misham di yamin gufei ikri loy. No, it's not because yamin is juxtaposed to shvua. It's because the word yamin means shvua. It's not because it's close by in the pasuk to shvua. It means shvua. Loy misham di yamin gufei ikri shvua. The Tanya we learned in a brisa, minayin loymer yamin shehu shvua. How do you know if you say right hand it's shvua? Shenemar nishba Hashem biyaminai. God swore with his right hand. The word right hand means shua. Uminayin la'omer smoil shu shvua, shenemar uvizroya uzai. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Nishba Hashem biminoi uvizroya uzai. Okay, Mishnah. Okay, we're going to wrap it up right now. Now, a nazir is not a partake of any grape products, whether it's the skin, whether it's the seed, whether it's the grape, whether it's the wine, whether it's and he also can't become tameh, or he can't take a haircut. These are various halachas of the nazir. Let's say a person just says, I'm not going to have grape seed. Does that make him a nazir? Does he have to say, I'm not going to have grape seed, grape skin, grapes, wine, not become tummy and not going to take a haircut? Obviously, if he says, Ahe nazir, that's the ikkar formula of accepting nazirus. Hareini nazir min hachartzanim u min hazagim. If a person says, behold, I'm a nazir from grape skin or grape seed, u'min ha-taglachas, or from haircuts, u'min ha-tumah, or from impurity, harei zanazir, he's a nazir. V'chol dikduke nazirus alav. Says the Tosfos, min ha-chatzanim, u'min ha-zagim, oy katani k'nemuchach b'gemara. We're talking about the guy said one of them. One of them. Well, he has to accept upon himself all the dikduke nazirus. By the way, the bottom Tosfos says, why does the Mishnah emphasize all the dikduke nazirus? Because a nazir shimshain is allowed to be metame lemesim. A nazir shimshain is, you're allowed to be metame tamesim. So therefore it says all the dikduke nazirus are applicable. Says the Gemara. Masnis and the like Reb Shimon. The mission is not like Reb Shimon. The Tan Reb Shimon Oimer. Einoi chayiv ad sheyidar mekulam. Reb Shimon says, you're not chayiv nazirus until you take an oath from all, until you are menader from all of the particulars. Rabbanan amri afilu loy nazir ela b'chad min hoin have a nazir. Even if you only say you're refraining from one of them, you're a nazir. My time of the Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon say you have to be menader all of them? Amar kra, the pasuk says like this. Miyay mikoil asher ye'asa migefen hayayin. Anything that comes from the grape of wine, mechar tzanim v'adzag, from the skin to the seed. Says the Rush, the bottom Rush, second to last Rush. Since it says everything that's made from Geffen Hayayin, why would it have to say Mechartzan V'Yadzog? It's saying if you want to be Mefarish, you have to Mefarish everything. Meaning Chartzanim, Zog, and V'hu Adin Taglachas and Tumah, the Rush says. Rabbanan Maitaima. Why did the Rabbanon say that even just one thing? Amar Kra, miyayin v'sheichar yazir. From wine and beer, you refrain. Why? It already says, mikol asher ye'aseh migefen hayayin. Why does it have to say miyayin v'sheichar? To say that even if you just say, I'm refraining from yayin alone, you're a nazir. Reb Shimon Nami, Haksiv miyayin v'sheichar yazir. So that implies even from one of them. No, hahumi boile, that if you're a nazir, lesser yayin mitzvah. Even the wine of a mitzvah is aser. Ki yayin arishus. Just like a nazir is not to have discretionary wine, he can't have mitzvah wine. Mahi, what's an example of wine that's a mitzvah? Kiddushta v'avdalta. Kiddush and havdalah. Is yayin the mitzvah? So wait, time out. Kiddush and, now obviously the Gemara means it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to drink wine at Kiddush? Kiddush is d'oraisa. Do you even need a kais? Do you need a kais mid'oraisa for Kiddush or Havdalah? That's the Rabbanan. Avada Kiddush is d'oraisa. By the way, is Havdalah d'oraisa? Havdalah's dairaisa, Kiddush's dairaisa. Havdalah's dairaisa? And even if it is, Al HaKoyis's dairaisa? And even if Al HaKoyis's dairaisa, the Yayin is dairaisa? In other words, drinking the wine is dairaisa? Some Rishonim hold, it's not even Pashut Yayin, Havdalah is Doiraisa. And even if Kiddush and Havdalah is Doiraisa, it's not Doiraisa necessarily Alakois. And even if Alakois is Doiraisa, it's definitely not Doiraisa to drink the wine. That's for sure only Drabanan. So why would you need a pasuk to say a Nazir can't drink the wine? How in the world would he be able to drink the wine? There's no mitzvah d'oraisa to drink the wine. Nobody says there's no mitzvah d'oraisa ever to drink wine. Is there? We'll see.
What about Simchas Yom Tov?
That's true. But the Gemara didn't give that example. You're right. Yes. Simchas Yom Tov, you have to drink wine. L'chayra m'dayraisa. Yes? Yeah. I stand corrected. That would be a good example of Shasias Yayin Da'iraisa. Mm-hmm. Okay, friends, have a great night. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
So, next week. Well, for right now, we're good for this. We take it a week at a time. We're ready. Somehow, we did this week. Shkayach, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.